All right, so we're diving into a Pasadena City Council meeting from November 1st, 2022.
Okay.
And we're working with the YouTube transcript from the City of Pasadena, Texas Council Meetings channel.
Sounds good.
Now, this meeting, I have to say, it's a really good example of why these deep dives are so fascinating,
Oh, how so?
where you get these moments that are both quirky and really revealing about a community.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Like you've got a councilman practically begging residents to save a local American Legion post.
Wow.
Then there's a whole controversy about a resident who built like a secret apartment complex.
No way.
Oh yeah, and even a shout out to the Astros World Series win.
That's quite a range.
Right. So it's like, what does this meeting tell us about Pasadena? You know, like the concerns, the priorities, even the personality of the city.
I like it. Let's dig in.
Okay, so the meeting starts off pretty standard, you know, invocation, Pledge of Allegiance, but then the prayer. It specifically asks for wisdom and protection for the city leaders. Yeah, I thought that was a really deliberate choice of words.
It does set a certain tone, doesn't it?
Right, like this idea of
Yeah.
community, of shared responsibility.
Definitely.
And then Councilman Harrison, he steps up to the podium.
Okay.
Now, he's been a member of the American Legion Post 521 for 44 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
It is, and he's clearly very passionate about it.
Huh?
He basically gives this impassioned plea for residents to, to save the post.
What was his reasoning?
Well, what really stuck with me was his point about funding.
Okay.
He says the post relies entirely on membership dues, no city grants or anything.
So they're really struggling to stay afloat.
It sounds like it.
And, those kinds of community organizations, they often provide vital services for veterans.
Absolutely, and they create this sense of camaraderie.
Exactly. It's a place where veterans can connect with people who understand what they've been through.
Right. And if those organizations disappear, it's a real loss for the entire community.
A huge loss.
Okay. So then we get to Councilman Kate, and he brings up this resident who, well, let's just say he got a little creative with his property.
Creative.
He built a two-story apartment complex disguised as a garage.
Wait, what?
Seriously. Apparently, he skirted the rules by saying he was in agreement with subdivision deed restrictions.
So he basically lied.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Wow, that's bold.
It is, and it seems like the city was caught off guard.
So what are they doing about it?
Well, they're developing a new computer program. It's supposed to connect the permit department with subdivision presidents and their deed restrictions.
So the idea is to catch these violations before they happen.
Exactly. But, it makes you wonder how many other loopholes are out there.
Right. Like, is this just the tip of the iceberg?
And how do you even begin to regulate something like that?
It's a good question, and it highlights the challenges of keeping up with, people who are determined to find a way around the rules.
All right, so after all that, Mayor Wagner gives his opening remarks, and he starts off with this really charming story about his grandson.
Oh, I love Grandpa's story.
Right. So his grandson's birthday just happens to coincide with the Astros 2017 World Series win.
How cool.
Yeah, and you could just tell how proud he is. It's a really humanizing moment.
It's nice to see that side of, elected officials.
And definitely, it makes him seem more relatable.
Like the real people, too.
Exactly. Okay, so then it's time for the citizen presentations. And first up is Ms. Womack.
Who's she?
She's representing the, I think it's the 33rd annual Taste of the Town event.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
And she is just bursting with energy. You can tell she's so excited about this.
It's a fun event. I went a few years ago.
It is. And it's a big deal for the community. You know, all the restaurants and the local businesses getting involved.
And it brings people together.
Exactly. So after Ms. Womack, we have a presentation from some students from Keller Middle School.
Oh, that's sweet.
It was. They were so well spoken, and they were there to talk about their fundraising efforts.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they were raising money for the Susan B. Komen Foundation and participating in the Can Do Food Drive.
Wow, impressive.
I know, right? It's so inspiring to see young people so engaged in their community.
It really is. It gives you hope for the future.
It does, and it shows the impact that, even small actions can have.
Definitely. They're setting a great example for all of us.
So then we hear from the president of the Rotary Club of Greater Houston Veterans,
Okay.
and he's there to talk about their partnership with Operation Turkey.
I've heard of that. What do they do?
So their goal is to deliver 150 Thanksgiving meals to families in need right here in Pasadena.
That's amazing.
It is. And they're working with the Salvation Army and CT Church to distribute the meals locally.
So it's a real community effort.
It is. And they were even encouraging residents to volunteer to help with the deliveries.
That's great.
Yeah, I was really impressed by their commitment to, you know, actually getting involved and making a difference.
It's one thing to talk about helping people. It's another to actually do it. And you said they were veterans.
The Rotary Club president.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greater Houston veterans.
Okay.
So then he goes on to talk about another project. It's called the Field of Honor.
What's that?
So basically they sell and display American flags at the VA hospital.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
It is. And it's another way they're honoring veterans and showing their support.
It's clear that supporting veterans is a big priority for this community.
It really is. It comes up again and again throughout the meeting.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, it's heartwarming.
It is.
Okay, so after the Rotary Club, we have Dante Johnson, and he's representing the McDonald's Texas Invitational basketball tournament.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, did you know this tournament brings in teams from all over Texas?
Really?
Yeah, and it attracts college scouts.
Wow, so it's a pretty big deal.
Huge. It pumps about $2 million into the local economy.
That's incredible.
I know, right? And it's all about, you know, showcasing these talented young athletes.
And giving back to the community.
Exactly. And that's just the first part of the meeting.
There's more.
Oh, yeah. We've got progress payments, financial resolutions, personnel changes, police hiring bonuses, employee bonuses. It's a lot.
All right. Well, I'm ready for part two.
Let's do it.
Sounds good. So much going on in this meeting.
It is kind of overwhelming, isn't it?
But that's local government for you, right?
True. It's like a microcosm of everything happening in a community.
Exactly. And this meeting is a perfect example of that.
Okay, so where do we even begin?
Well, we left off with kind of a whirlwind of topics.
We did, from basketball to veterans to secret apartments.
It's a lot to digest.
It is, but I think there are some really interesting themes running through it all.
Like what?
Well, for me, the thing that really stood out was the emphasis on community support, especially for veterans.
You're right. That came up several times.
It did. From Councilman Harrison's plea to save the American Legion to the Rotary Club's work with Operation Turkey.
And that Field of Honor project with the flags at the VA hospital.
Exactly. It's clear that honoring veterans is a deeply ingrained value in Pasadena.
It's really heartwarming to see.
It is. And it makes you realize how important these organizations are, you know, for providing support and camaraderie.
Absolutely. And they rely on the community to survive.
Right. It's not just about showing up for a parade once a year. It's about active participation and support.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay. So another thing that struck me was the economic impact of some of these events, like the Taste of the Town and that basketball tournament.
Oh, yeah. Those are huge for the local economy.
$2 million just from the basketball tournament alone.
It's incredible. And it shows how these events can bring people together and boost local businesses.
It's a win-win, right?
Totally. But of course, not everything is sunshine and roses.
That's true. We can't forget about the resident who built that unauthorized apartment complex.
Oh, yeah, that was a doozy.
I'm still amazed he got away with it for so long.
Well, it does raise concerns about oversight and enforcement.
It does. And it highlights the need for clear regulations and, you know, a system that can actually catch these violations.
And hopefully prevent them from happening in the first place.
Right. Because once something like that is built, it's hard to undo.
It creates all sorts of complications.
Exactly. So it's better to address these things proactively.
Agreed.
So the city is working on that new computer program to connect permits with deed restrictions. You think that'll help?
It's hard to say for sure, but it's definitely a step in the right direction.
It is. At least it shows they're taking the issue seriously.
I'm trying to find a technological solution to, human problem.
That's a good point, but technology can only do so much, right?
Of course, it's still up to people to enforce the rules and hold each other accountable.
Okay, so moving on, I thought the debate about a police hiring bonus structure was really fascinating.
Oh, why is that?
Well, Councilman Harrison's amendment to add a termination date, it sparked a really interesting conversation about how to attract and retain qualified officers.
It did. It's a tough balance, right?
It is. Do you offer a big upfront bonus to entice people to join, or do you create a structure that rewards longevity?
And how do you make sure you're getting the best candidates, not just the ones chasing the biggest paycheck?
Exactly. It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
And it highlights the challenges of public policy, trying to find solutions that work for everyone.
And that are fiscally responsible.
Right. Because you can't just throw money at every problem.
No. Especially when it comes to taxpayer dollars.
Exactly.
You know, one thing that really impressed me was Councilman Ibarra's statement about the city employees.
Oh, yeah. He was very vocal about supporting them.
He was. And I thought it was really genuine, his appreciation for their hard work and his support for the one-time bonus and cost of living increase.
It's important to recognize the contributions of city employees. They're the ones who keep everything running smoothly.
They are. and they often don't get the credit they deserve.
It's a thankless job sometimes.
It is. So it's good to see them getting some recognition.
Absolutely. And it sends a message that the city values their work.
Which is crucial, especially in today's job market.
You're right. It's hard to attract and retain good employees if they don't feel valued.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have, and there's still more to come.
There is. But before we move on, I want to take a moment to reflect on what we've learned so far.
Sounds good.
I mean, this meeting, it really is a microcosm of life in Pasadena.
It is, with all its complexities and challenges.
And triumphs.
Yes, and triumphs. You know, it's amazing how much we've already unpacked from this one city council meeting.
Right. Like, I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
And yet we've touched on so many different aspects of life in Pasadena.
We have. It's like a crash course in local government and community dynamics all rolled into one.
Exactly. And I think one of the key takeaways for me is how interconnected everything is.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you can't really separate issues like economic development from public safety or community engagement.
That's all part of the same fabric, right?
And I think that's something that's often overlooked, especially at the national level.
Oh, for sure.
It's easy to get caught up in the big headlines and forget that real change happens at the local level.
Absolutely. And this meeting, it's a perfect illustration of that.
It is. I mean, think about the discussion we had about police hiring bonuses.
Yeah, that was a really thought-provoking one.
Right. It wasn't just about, like, throwing money at the problem.
It was about finding a sustainable solution, something that would benefit both the police department and the community in the long run.
Exactly. And that requires a deep understanding of the local context, the specific challenges and opportunities facing Pasadena.
And a willingness to compromise, to listen to different perspectives.
Absolutely. And I think we saw that same spirit of collaboration when they were discussing the issue with the unauthorized apartment complex.
Oh, that was a tricky one.
It was. But I was impressed by how the council, you know, they acknowledged the problem and then started brainstorming solutions.
Right. And that's what it's all about. Finding ways to improve the system, to prevent those kinds of things from happening again.
Exactly. And that new computer program they're developing, it's not a perfect solution, but it's a step in the right direction.
It is. And it shows that they're committed to transparency and accountability.
Which is so important, especially when it comes to issues like zoning and development.
Absolutely. Because those decisions, they have a real impact on people's lives.
They do. And I think that's something we've seen throughout this entire meeting, this awareness of the human element.
Oh, for sure.
Like whether it's supporting veterans, celebrating local businesses, or addressing resident concerns.
It's all about people, ultimately.
It is. And I think that's what makes local government so fascinating. You know,
it's where the rubber meets the road.
Exactly. It's where abstract ideas and policies translate into real-world actions and consequences.
And it's a reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping our communities.
Couldn't agree more. And that's exactly what Think and Act Locally is all about.
Empowering residents to make a difference.
Right. Because we believe that knowledge is power. And that by understanding the issues facing our communities, we can become more effective advocates for change.
And we hope that this deep dive has given you a better understanding of what's happening in Pasadena.
And maybe even inspired you to get involved.
Whether it's attending a city council meeting, volunteering with a local organization, or simply staying informed about the issues that matter to you.
Every action counts. And if you'd like to support our mission of empowering residents in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, please consider donating at thinkandactlocally.com/shundonate.
You'll find a link in the show notes.
And be sure to subscribe to our show so you don't miss any of our future deep dives.
Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, remember to think and act locally.